Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live in stitches from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to super producer and host Ryan Hickey. He's in New York City holding it down on the boards. And much love to everybody locked in all over North America. You can always tune in on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158. And if you got yourself a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. Do it. Shout outs to everybody on the road. People relaxing, getting money, vacation, chilling, passing the time, sitting in traffic. Don't drive like a maniac, people. Don't. Think about the other people on the road, too. They got a family to go home to. Maybe. And either way, their life is valuable. So be respectful of them. Don't drive like a maniac. Anyway. If somebody's going to be a maniac, let it be me. The show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You want to participate in the show? Go for it. You can call me, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. If you're online, if you're on the internet, you can find me. I am at JR Sport Brief. It is Wednesday. We've already had an excellent hour of the show. If you missed it, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Thank you to Brian Damaris for joining us, analyst for the Dallas Mavericks on television, on radio. He's up in Boston. He's on the call for the Dallas Mavericks tomorrow. He said if the Dallas Mavericks want to end up winning this series, they got to go out there and just, they got to knock down every three-point shot imaginable. Okay. I'm here for it. I'd love to see it. Hey, we talked about the Browns. They got some new contracts. Head coach Kevin Stefanski, general manager Eric Berry. These guys got new deals. We don't know how long, but the fact that the Browns actually have a coach and a general manager in place for the better part of 4 years is a shock in and of itself. And as we continue on with the show, we're going to have more fun. It is Wednesday. Every Wednesday, I bring you a new top six list. Today is no different. We're going to talk about some of the biggest and best trash talkers that we've ever seen in the world of sports. Because for whatever reason right now, the WNBA is full of them. So we got that list coming for you next hour. No, it's not going to be a list of WNBA trash talkers. I don't think I could fill out a list of six. No offense. I haven't been watching that long, okay? We're going to talk about some of the greatest trash talkers ever. So that's coming to you in an hour from now. Later on in the show, because we're all about balance, Adam Kaufman is going to join us, covers the Boston Celtics, so we got a Mavericks perspective on the finals. And then we'll get a Celtics perspective on the finals. So we got a lot to do as the show continues on. And I already gave you the number. It's 855-212-4227. And Hickey, we had a caller decide to utilize the number in the break to tell us about a superhero. What happened now?
Yeah, Adrian in Maryland tried to save the day, and he said Stretch Armstrong was the superhero, I think, that you were trying to reference. Is that
no,
true?
No, no,
jeez.
So why was I talking about this? Oh, because Nick Chubb's knee, right?
Remember right. It bent in a way that it should not have.
His knee bent like the letter L in the wrong direction. And I said, he's flexible. And I started to think about it. I said, oh, who's that guy from the Fantastic Four? And I couldn't think of his name. His name is Mr. Fantastic. That's his name. Huh. Stretch Armstrong. He's the toy. He was that rubbery man whose arms you could fold them up like a pretzel. But Mr. Fantastic was, you know, he stretched.
Right. That makes sense, because if Nick Chubb was Stretch Armstrong, his knee would not have, let's say, burst into a million pieces the way it did last year. It would have been fine. So now that you mentioned it, that reference does not make much sense.
Yeah, his knee kind of went the wrong way, and then it kind of snapped back into place, and he's okay. Like, it's not real, but if you looked at Mr. Fantastic and some of the stuff that he was doing, you just say to yourself, it's impossible. But it's a cartoon. It's a comic book. So if I saw a guy in real life just, you know, wrapping his arm around the back of his neck to tap you on the shoulder, I'd be concerned. I'd be freaked out. And so let's hope that doesn't happen. Anyway, speaking of somebody who's fantastic, we know the NFL is going on. I told you about Nick Chubb, looking forward to being back on the practice field. Told you about Kevin Stefanski, head coach of the Browns, getting an extension. Who cares about the GM? Nobody does except for his family. They get the money. I want to tell you about Deebo Samuel. You might say that Deebo Samuel is Mr. Fantastic because he's able to stand in front of the media and actually be honest about his contract situation. When you think about all the money and all the cash that all these other wide receivers are currently getting in the NFL, Justin Jefferson at 35, Amon-Ra St. Brown at 28, Tyreek Hill is sitting around at 30 and he wants more money. It's a wild, wild, wild world that Deebo Samuel spoke to the media today, and he acknowledged the fact that, yeah, the 49ers tried to trade me because we got so many damn options and so many weapons. Somebody has to be the odd man out. Christian McCaffrey just got a new deal, right? They want to get Brandon Ayuk hooked up. A matter of fact, they even drafted a wide receiver out of Florida, Ricky Pearsall. They basically, they got a replacement in case and eventually for when Deebo Samuel is gone. This is still a dual threat weapon to rush the football as well as be a receiver. He's making $24 million a year. Oh, yeah. So, so sad, right? Maybe for me and you. But for him, he's almost $10 million off from the top receiver. And we know they treat him like a hybrid. And so he stood in front of the media today and said, you know what? I'm still showing up to work until I get traded. Probably won't be this year. But every day I'm coming to work and just trying to get better. Listen to what Deebo Samuel said.
Yeah, I heard it. You know, had a conversation with my agent about it. You know, that was going back and forth with whoever it was. But it was a thing at first. But, you know, we done moved past it. So we're here and we're here to get better.
It's been noted that, you know, you don't have a lot of money next year. So possibly they could get out from that. I mean, do you realize that when you sign the deal almost, or does it hit you now? This might be your last year.
I mean, you know, at the end of the day, you know, contract was signed. I know what I signed up for, and we just focus on this year.
Hickey, he's done, man. They got so many weapons and so many options. You know, Brock Purdy is going to end up making 50+ mil. I mean, it's impossible to keep this group together. They really hit the jackpot, which is why they've been able to be championship contenders and have all of these weapons. McCaffrey, Ayuk, Kittle, Deebo, They just drafted Pearsall. They hope that he works out. Brock is going to get major money. Like, they hit the jackpot when it comes to NFL. They've done a great job.
They did. And look, it's a problem, right? I think every team would love to have. We have too many good players, and we can't pay everybody. But like you said, even though it's, I mean, only, right, at this point, $24 million a year for Debo, when you got to pay, when you have so many other talented players you have to pay and keep, that $24 million does, you know, really eat at you. When also, too, at receiver, it is easier than ever, kind of like running back, to replace a really good player in the draft with another really good player.
And they did that. They surprised everybody, snatching one out of Florida. I don't know. Am I ready to see the 49ers win the Super Bowl? Like, they're due. They really are. Like, what the hell are they waiting on? Well, like Shanahan, Hickey, you getting ready to say something?
No, I was just going to ask, because a lot of people compare the Celtics and the 49ers, like,
yes,
to each other.
Yeah.
Do you, people have started, I've seen at least on social media, to hate the 49ers because they get so close and can't win. Are you in that camp, or are you more like sympathetic of they've been really good, they can't, you know, win the big one just yet, I hope they do it?
I don't feel anything about the Niners. I don't. You know, when it comes to teams I want to see get over the hump, the Niners have been so frequently. And, I even go back to when Harbaugh was still there. When that Super Bowl in New Orleans against the Ravens, I think that was 2012. I mean, damn, that feels like yesterday to me. But they've just been so competitive, you know. And outside of thinking about Chip Kelly, they've been competitive. And I'm just like, whatever. If they win, they win. I want to see the Ravens get over the hump. You know, I was looking at the Bills in the same type of way, and shout-outs to all of our listeners in Western New York right now. The Bills are seemingly, to me, like running on a treadmill. You know, the 49ers still have a damn good team. Like, it can't be the Kansas City Chiefs again, right? I mean, this is, what month are we in now, June? We have an idea, unless we get another shocker. But as an overall, we know who the best teams are going to be. And the 49ers, do I hate them? Nah, I'm kind of like, hey, we know what we can expect from you. You're going to win 10 to 12 plus games. You're going to get into the postseason. Then what? It's not to the degree of the Dallas Cowboys, but it's just like, yeah, we know you're going to win, but are you going to win a championship? Just do it, okay? Or do you hate them? You sick of them?
No, I like the 49ers. Like, you know, I want to see them, you know, have success. I like Kyle Shanahan. I like Brock Purdy. So I do feel sympathy towards them because I do think they get a lot of unnecessary hate for how good they are. So obviously I'd love to see the Colts win. Don't get me wrong. But if they can win, I'd like to see the 49ers win.
I agree with you. I feel Brock Purdy gets a lot of crap. You don't bother nobody. This dude just showed up and did an amazing job with what he was given. Why are we giving him crap for? Well, anybody can do it. No, everybody can't do it. That's not accurate. If it was so easy for everybody to do it, we would have more than, I don't know what, 15 good, solid starting quarterbacks in the NFL, and Brock Purdy is in that group. So it ain't that easy for everybody to do. This ain't no plug-and-play situation or system. And so the 49ers, yeah, they'll go back to the playoffs. I don't know if they're going to go back to a Super Bowl, but damn it, just get the job done already. And Kyle Shanahan, I know him, he's probably sick of this. He's like, can I get it done at least once? I'm the boss now. No 28-3. I need to get the job done. Anyway, NFC continues to be competitive. You know, just yesterday we learned that you talk about Debo Samuel saying, yeah, they tried to trade me. Man, think about what the Packers have, not in wide receiver, but what they got in a quarterback. Think about what Jordan Love and the Packers have done. Green Bay Packer fans feel like they've hit the lottery. They got rid of one dude who didn't know how to shut up and couldn't stop complaining all the time in Aaron Rodgers. And they get in a young 25-year-old quarterback who's already one of the best in the game. This man is already in the final year of his deal. Oh, yeah, time flies. It feels like yesterday that Aaron Rodgers was sitting at home during COVID, like all of us, when he found out that Jordan Love was drafted. And then Aaron Rodgers felt the need to tell everybody that they drafted him, his replacement, and that he needed to take a drink as a result. And I'm like, well, damn, bro, is it that bad? You got MVPs and one more MVPs, and you held this guy off until they got sick of you. And Jordan Love is not a joke. Last year goes into the postseason, throws for 4,100 yards, 32 touchdowns, and he's in the final year of his deal. He's going to make $11 million this season. 11. We know how much the best quarterbacks make. They're in that 50 range. Jordan Love, he going to get in that 50 range, even though he's had this one season where he lit it up. He's proven enough. I know Brian Gutekunst, who for years had to sit down and babysit and hold the hand of Aaron Rodgers. I know he's thrilled to be talking about a quarterback who just shows up and plays. Gutekunst was on 97.3 The Game up in Wisconsin. And he was just like, yeah, before we get to training camp, we're trying to give this man an extension ASAP.
Both parties want the same thing. You know, we'd like to get this done, you know, before training camp for sure. You know, both parties want to get a contract extension done. I think that stability at that position really allows you to, you know, have some security with the way we build our team. So we're looking forward to getting that done, but it never goes fast.
Well, training camp is next month, okay? I know it's the beginning of June. Training camps typically kick off in, you know, kind of the end of July. It's not that much time. Y'all got about a month and change to go ahead and get this done. And it's crazy to say this, he's going to get 50. And this is also wild to say. Brock Purdy, the guy taken last in that same draft, Brock Purdy's just kind of sitting and waiting in the wings. Hickey, what an amazing story, right? Brock Purdy, unless something crazy happens, he's going to be sitting at the $50 million mark. This is the last guy, Mr. Irrelevant.
Crazy. Absolutely crazy. Good for him. He deserves it. He's played really well, but, I mean, I think he's already – well, no, he's not gotten a contract, so I was going to say already made the most money as Mr. Irrelevant, but that's – when he gets that contract, he will be easily the highest paid – Mr. Relevant ever. Good for him. What a story.
Look, if he ends up winning a Super Bowl, he's forget Kurt Warner bagging gross. Nah, is that Kurt Warner's story is more amazing, right?
That is pretty cool.
Yeah. It is. Last guy expected for nothing. And this is what I like. And this is what I like and appreciate about Kurt Warner. They're just relaxed. They're not pompous jerks. They're not shoving it in your face. They're not asking for anything. Brock Purdy just takes crap from everybody. He's not this or that. He doesn't care. I think I saw as recently as last year, Brock Purdy still had a roommate on the 49ers because of his salary. The man's going to get $50 million, I think. He's going to get $50 million a year. And I don't even know what he'd do with it. He just seems so down to earth, which is something you can appreciate. We know money and fame can really bring out the worst in people. And so, yeah, Brock Purdy will get paid. Deebo Samuel eventually will get traded. And Jordan Love, I mean, he should get compensated for having the share room with Aaron Rodgers for about 3 years. So, yeah, good for him, too. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Speaking of getting paid, we're starting to get more and more details about the future of the NBA and where it's broadcasted. It doesn't look like it's going to be TNT. Tell me if you've heard that one before. I'll give you some details. We'll also hear from, how about this, Joe Mazzulla and Kristaps Porzingis. They spoke to the media today for Media Day, and we got some more to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer?
With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on Auto Trader. They're really good at numbers. Auto Trader.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. All this talk about contracts, right? Deebo Samuel not getting one. C.D. Lamb is waiting for one. Jordan Love on the Packers, he about to get paid. Brock Purdy, he's eventually going to get some big money too. Tyreek Hill wants some cash. Justin Jefferson got paid. Some big money to catch and throw a ball, right? Or you could be the league that partners with these players to, distribute the content. Or you could be one of these distributors that's trying to pay for the content. Where do you think all this money is coming from? Yeah, your pocket and your eyeballs. That's what people are paying for. Which is why today the Wall Street Journal decided to share with us that it seems that these deals that the NBA has been working on for years and months, man, we're getting deeper into this being done, right? ESPN, NBC, and Amazon are just about done. It's just about finished when it comes down to them acquiring rights to broadcast NBA games. That's it. The NBA's current broadcasting deals, it ends next season. And you will probably take notice in the fact that I did not mention TNT. And we've heard Charles Barkley running around for the past week, 2 weeks, letting everybody know that he feels his new bosses at Turner, since their merger with Warner, have pretty much screwed this up, that they haven't found as much value in the NBA. And so basketball fans all over the damn place are pretty much sweating bullets that inside the NBA is pretty much a wrap, that it's done. That after next season, you won't see Kenny, Charles, Hickey, you won't miss an Ernie and Shaq. You won't see them anymore. And at these deals, the new ones will be for more than 10 years, 11 years, $76 billion. I still feel somehow, some way that the NBA on TNT like would return in some capacity on another network. Is it going to be Amazon? I don't think it's going to be NBC. I don't think NBC would touch it. But this is crazy. Hickey, you think there's going to be a Hail Mary somewhere? Like, I don't know. TNT gets one game a week? I don't know, man. It don't look good.
Yes, it does not look good. But that's, I guess, what I'm confused about. Like, why can't they just go to Amazon? Like, if you're Amazon, especially since you are building out, right, a basketball format. You don't have anyone on your staff that is a basketball analyst. You're starting from scratch. Why wouldn't you want to bring those guys to help, you know, bring some, you know, real strength to your network as you start this new
partnership, I don't see once a week. Like, if they instead of Tuesday, Thursday, they go just Thursday, just Tuesday. I don't know. Like, why can't they do that?
I don't know. I mean, you got to think about the talent. Do they want to do it? I mean, they've been doing this for the better part outside of Shaq for about 20, 25 years now. And Shaq is probably closer to about 10 years or so. You know, maybe there have been talks about Kenny Smith wanting to get into management. Why he would want to do that with all the stress, I don't know. I think that's one of the reasons he stayed on television. It's been said that Ernie Johnson is just like, man, I'm not moving. Like, I've been here for so damn long. I'd have been here for 30, 40 years. I'm not going to take the last couple of my years just to move on. And, you know, Shaq has so many interests. It's, you know, whether he's popping up on and DJing or selling you Icy Hot, or he got a donut shop like 5 blocks from here. And he got a Hickey. Let me tell you something. I kid you not. I could probably drive 5 minutes or less just from here in the studio in Atlanta. Shaq owns a Krispy Kreme. He owns a Papa John's. And that's just off the top of my head within like, I could jog to both of these places if I wanted to. And so I don't know if he's going to want to stick around. And Charles, we know he's only going to want to do things that are going to be fun. And if he, I don't even think he'd want to bother getting slapped up there with anybody else. Who would he join? If we might get a crackpot panel, right? Imagine if the fast forward button, well, he's still playing, thank God. At least that would save us. Could you imagine if one day Draymond Green, somebody's going to attempt to make him like the guy on one of these things? And I don't know. He ain't no Charles Barkley. There's one Charles Barkley, and it's not just even in sports. It's just flat period in media. There's one of them. Nobody else could be him. He's just who he is. And I think unless they all agree to go elsewhere, it's over, man. I don't think you could recreate this even if you swap somebody out, man. I don't think so.
I agree with that 100%. There's no recreating. What they have, the chemistry, the trust they have with each other, even if, like you said, just one of the four leaves and you swap and you keep three of the four still intact, it's still not going to be the same. I mean, the only one, I guess, holding out hope thing that I have is, I mean, Charles has said a bunch. They're all under 10-year contracts. And what are they, in year two or three? So at least it seemed like they were signed up for the long haul, where if TNT, let's say, did get the rights, like, it didn't seem like anyone was going to retire anytime soon. So maybe, you know, if Amazon comes in with a lucrative deal, maybe all four kind of say, you know what? Yeah. All right, we'll do this once or twice a week and kind of keep a good thing rolling. I hope. That's the hope.
Well, I mean, if Amazon, for all the money that they're spending when it comes down to rights, it's going to be cool to have NBC back with basketball. That was so iconic in the 90s and the Jordan era with that round ball rock song that came out. It's going to be cool, but the NBA will be different if there is no inside the NBA. Like, even thinking about the distribution of the All-Star game, what does this mean? That ESPN or ABC is going to get the All-Star game? Is it going to be back on NBC? I remember for years the All-Star game was on NBC. There's just going to be a lot of changes that people have not been accustomed to for a long time. I mean, you think about 30 years, 35 years, almost 40 years of the NBA on TNT. Yeah, it's going to take a lot for people to get used to. There's a major change coming. And we haven't even really dived into the fact. These contracts that the play, if you thought the guys are making a lot of money now, give it about 5 or 6 years for the new contract, the television contracts to kick in, unless there's like a major catastrophe in the world, which we've already been through already. We're going to have some players that are making like $100 million a year. You thought Shohei Ohtani, with his silly contract, he's not even seeing 70 in a year, okay? It's all deferred. There's going to be Victor Wembanyama may wake up. Hickey, he might own the planet. If I'm Victor Wembanyama, like, I'm saying, you know what? Forget New York, forget Paris, forget L.A. I don't need to live in Hong Kong or Saudi Arabia. I don't need to live in any of these places. Just build me an apartment on Mars, and I will shuttle back and forth. If $100 million a year in cash, and okay, I know the tax man cometh, but damn, that's a crap ton of money, man.
100 mil is a base salary. Then on top of all his marketing deals as well, he'll be sitting pretty fat.
Victor Wembanyama. Hickey, if me and you stand on each other's shoulders, would we be, we'd be about 11 feet, what, no, what, 12 feet? No, that's wrong, right? How tall would we be? 12 feet tall?
I am 5'11".
You're 5'11". I'm 5'8". So do some math. That's 10, 11, almost 12 feet.
Yeah, 11 and a half feet. That's pretty good.
Yeah. We could go out there and, well, I would use a Little Rascals reference, but you probably never seen that either.
No.
You've seen the joke where the kids stand on each other's shoulders?
In the trench coat. I have seen that.
Yes, there you go.
I have seen that.
If you and I pull one of those off, maybe we can Victor Wembanyama our way around into $100 million.
I'll say this. Our shooting percentage would be 100.
What, just over? Just dunk the ball?
That's
drop
it. I mean,
it
we'd be over the rim, so we just drop it in, and every shot, if someone wants to block, it'd be goaltending. It's on the way down.
We'd have to figure out the mobility aspect. That's the one thing.
That is true, yeah. So we're going to have to work in concert with each other for sure. Maybe rotate at halftime, who's on bottom, who's on top.
For $100 million, I would trying to figure out what I wouldn't do for $100 million.
That's true.
I think I'd do anything for $100 million, I think.
Really? Anything?
$100 million in 1 year?
Anything. I'm trying to think.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot of money. I mean, if you were able to quit after 1 year, you are probably right. There's maybe the line to say no is pretty low.
You know what? Where are all these people that went? And I don't play lottery. I have no idea. Where are all these folks that win the mega? Where are they at? They get all of it, don't they? They can get this in a lump. They can spread it out over their lives. Will they just get this tax money and disappear off the face of the earth?
Absolutely. Wouldn't you? Well, you definitely would.
Where are they? Do they lose the money at the end? Do they squander it away?
Well, some people definitely do, but
what's the biggest amount of money somebody's made? Has anybody ever got like $1 billion on Lotto? That sounds ridiculous, but is it possible?
I mean, I guess if someone, you know, is Powerball the biggest payoff?
I don't play this stuff, man. Oh my God, here we go. The largest lottery jackpot to date, a Powerball drawing, was won on November 7, 2022. It was $2 billion. Why does this sound fake?
Wow.
Like, now, who wins $2 billion on playing Lotto? And so what happens? You got to give half of that up to the government. I don't know if the feds take a half and then the state takes another 25%. This is crazy. The ticket was sold at Joe's Service Center in Altadena, California, just north of Pasadena. How about this?
Wow.
They revealed the name of the winner, Edwin Castro. They did not release any further info about him at his request.
Yeah, smart man.
Is his name still, you think his name is still Edwin?
Hell no.
I'm going to look for Edwin Castro on Facebook and see how many pop up. What a failure. Anyway, congratulations, Victor Wembanyama. You're going to make a lot of money. Congratulations to the NBA. And this sucks for the rest of us that the NBA won't be on TNT. It sucks, doesn't it? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Speaking of money, the NFL, you know, they know, hey, if the NBA is making this much, we're going to make more than that. Especially the fact that they've discussed adding another game, 18 games. We'll talk about that on the other side. The head of the union has pretty much said, I don't know about 18 games. We'll hear from him at the top of the hour. I'm going to give you a new top six list. We're going to talk about some of the top six trash talkers that we've seen in the world of sports.
Tired of sifting through countless supplements? Unsure of what's actually effective? Introducing Legion, the choice of over 800,000 discerning fitness enthusiasts. With all-natural products, clinically effective ingredients, doses, and hassle-free money-back guarantee, you can achieve your fitness goals without the unnecessary guesswork. Say goodbye to wasted efforts and hello to results. With Legion, you don't need supplements to build muscle, lose fat, or get healthy, but the right ones can help. Visit LegionAthletics.com. Go to LegionAthletics.com to get 20% off your order now.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch's sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
I need you to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Hickey, I wasn't joking about looking up that $2 billion winner of the Powerball a couple years ago.
Any luck?
I haven't found him. I'm gonna stop.
Okay,
but he did win his $2 billion plus, and he walked away with $628 million after taxes.
I don't want to say that's all, but that's ridiculous.
That's
$2 billion, and you walk away with almost a little more than a quarter of that.
It's taxes. Whatever the highest tax bracket is, he helped pay for, he paid for some people's salaries, maybe a couple vacations, a couple pipes get burst, help pay for Congress for them to yell at each other like idiots all day. But teachers and firefighters and police officers and lawyers, that's a lot of money, So he contributed his part.
What are you doing with $630 million? You buying an island and getting out of here?
I would want to make sure that, and this sounds crazy. Like, I want to know that there's a balance that I'm never going to fall behind in my life. Like, there's some of it needs to, some of it needs to go into a trust and, you help out people, whatever their debt is. And maybe there's a good cause to help people out with as well. Find that money to give to people. I don't know. I just travel, quit and just travel until I get bored. Maybe invest into some other businesses and things that I want to do. But it must be nice to have to not do anything, right?
Very nice. That's a great problem to have. A lot of money and nothing to do.
Yeah, but then people inherently, you need to do something, right? You got to do something.
Travel. That could be it.
Forever?
Could be a stay-at-home dad. If you meet a nice lady and she wants to still work.
Oh, my God.
You can watch your child and, spend some really quality time with...
Put her to work?
Well, I'm just saying, if she wants to work.
You said,
people need to do something.
So she can have the child and I could stay home with the kid and then she can go to work?
Maybe she wants to work.
Okay, all right.
There's some people that just, like you said, get bored and don't want to sit around all day. They need something to do. Yeah. A job provides you something to do every day.
I think I'd be fine just traveling around on a beach. Where you going next? I don't know, another beach. Where you going next? Just spend a couple of days in a city. Just stop by a city to go back to the beach. Get a big old TV and watch the sports all day. And do nothing. Maybe God knows there's a reason why I haven't won my $630 million. Maybe there's a reason for it.
The money is a blessing and a curse, right?
Notorious B.I.G. said, more money, more problems. This is what he said.
And he's right about that.
And where's he at now?
Well.
He's not here.
Not with us.
He's not here. God rest his soul. He's not here. That man came from the worst circumstances in Brooklyn, beloved more than almost 30 years later. An icon. He basically prophesied everything. He's like, more money, more problems. And then they killed the man. Some crazy stuff. Anyway, 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. We talked about this brand new NBA contract that the league is getting between NBC, ESPN, and Amazon. Notice I didn't say anything about TNT. It looks like that is about to be a wrap. And actually, earlier today, the NBA had its media day for the NBA Finals ahead of Game 1 tomorrow night in Boston. And we heard from a few of their talents, the major ones. How about we hear from this man? Let's see how miserable he sounds. I guess he's a talent. He's the head coach of the Boston Celtics. His name is Joe Mazzulla. He says, we've been here before. We ain't afraid of nothing.
Yeah, man, unless they change the light bulbs in the arenas, they won't be any brighter than they were last series. And it's just sticking to the details and the things that matter and the truth. The truth of the matter is, if you don't box out, if you don't sprint back in transition, if you don't pass the ball in a two-on-one, if you don't take away the other team's tendencies, if you don't know who you're guarding, if you don't recognize the spacing, if you don't talk, if you don't play hard, you're not going to win. And it's like focusing on the most simple things and the truth of the matter is you have to do those things. You got to do them at a high level. And, you know, obviously the stakes are higher, but that just means that the details are more important.
Man. Damn, I want to tell him, crack a smile, man. Have a, what is it, a Snickers, Hickey? What's that? You're not you when you're hungry. Is it Snickers, right?
You nailed it.
I want to give him a Snickers. Let's see if Jason Kidd, never someone who was Mr. Enthusiasm himself, Jason Kidd is going to sound like he's teaching kindergarten in comparison to Joe Mazzulla. This is what Jason Kidd had to say about his own point guard, Luka Doncic, and his IQ.
When you talk about basketball IQ, everybody has different levels. When you look at Luka's level of understanding the game, time and score, who's on the floor, he is at the head of the class in that sense. When you look at, you know, the stage, he's not afraid of the stage, of the moment. I think he's one of the smartest players in this league, and that's why, again, we're playing in the finals, because of his IQ.
Oh, my God. Hickey, could you imagine those two guys on a conference call?
Boring. Put you to sleep.
Oh, my God. Jason Kidd is a basketball genius. He just, I don't want to hear him in a press conference. I don't, man. Wow. Now, I know LeBron James and J.J. Redick, they're doing this podcast, which is a job interview for J.J. Redick. Could you imagine? What would they call a podcast between Joe Mazzulla and Jason Kidd?
You'd rather watch paint dry than listen to this?
Damn. That's why. You, wow. Yeah, nothing exciting there. Nothing. You know what? To be honest, there's nothing exciting. Like, what's exciting about these finals besides the games? I guess that's a good thing, right?
In the sense of, like, no outstanding storylines, like, off the court?
Yeah, nobody has built anything. I mean, we got to go back, like, years to dig into Kyrie used to play for the Celtics. We got to go back years to talk about Kristaps Porzingis in Dallas. Like, no one has given anybody anything here in this series. Nothing. It's flat. It's just basketball, man.
Yeah,
until they curse out Kyrie tomorrow, I guess.
Oh, the Garden's gonna be rocking.
That's it. I just wish we had a little bit of something. Give me some trash talk. Say you don't like this guy. Say this guy sucks. Luka Doncic, he talked about it. He said this place is going to be jumping tomorrow.
Yeah, I think it's very loud crowd. Everybody knows that. You know, they've been known for that. It's hard to play in this place. The crowd is amazing for their team. And all I got to say is we got to, you know, stay together. It's us against them, so we got to stay together. But it's going to be really hard to play in this crowd.
Yeah, we know it's going to be real hard to play in the crowd. I'm counting on Kyrie. Come on, Kyrie, give me something. I know he has said a lot of positive things over the past several days, and he's not trying to rock the boat. He's not trying to give anybody any type of ammunition. Something, please. Bring the sage. Step on the mascot. Step on the logo. You know, when the fans boo you, you know, raise your arms and wave them on. Don't ignore them. Give me something. I know Luka, I can count on him to go out there and talk some trash. I need some back and forth. I need some pushing. I need some shoving. I need Jaylen Brown to say, hey, get out of my face, Luka. Push him, shove him. I need beef. I need animosity. This is going to be an amazing series for basketball reasons, but hey, me, I don't mind an additional story at all. A matter of fact, we're going to get ready to take a break. And on the other side of the break, we're going to talk about some individuals who they don't know how to stop talking, or they didn't know how to stop talking. We're going to get into some trash talkers. We're going to hear, actually, some of the best trash talkers that the sports world has ever seen. Yeah, I know they're not doing it in the NBA Finals. Maybe Angel Reese has been inspired by a few of these. It's like everybody's talking trash except for the guys in the finals. A top six list of trash talkers on the other side of the break. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Tired of sifting through countless supplements? Unsure of what's actually effective? Introducing Legion, the choice of over 800,000 discerning fitness enthusiasts. With all-natural products, clinically effective ingredients, doses, and hassle-free money-back guarantee, you can achieve your fitness goals without the unnecessary guesswork. Say goodbye to wasted efforts and hello to results with Legion. You don't need supplements to build muscle, lose fat, or get healthy, but the right ones can help. Visit LegionAthletics.com. Go to LegionAthletics.com to get 20% off your order now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.